It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Cantaland Radio. Cantaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean it's a shame. Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Double-A Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament this afternoon. Jared Sluppy with you here from Seneca. It's been a fun tournament so far. One tournament is in. We'll find out where the other tournament, or excuse me, who the other team will be going to the state tournament here in just a few hours. First game of the afternoon is between Seneca Post 21 and Doniphan County Post 55. Let's see how these teams got here. Starting off with Seneca, they had a first-round bye, and then they were able to get to the loser's bracket because they lost 6-2 in their first game. So this is only their second game. No, beg your pardon, they beat Sabetha in their second game, 8-5. Now for their third game of the tournament here versus Doniphan County. And as for Doniphan County, they played a pair of games as well. They beat Sabetha in the first round in a wild game, 11-8, in which they had an 8-0 lead. It was erased by the bottom of the seventh to win into extras. And then three runs in the top of the ninth gave Doniphan County the win 11-8 to advance to the second round to take on Corning, in which they were wiped out 18-0, and that's where they find themselves here. So that's the last game that Doniphan County Post 55 has played. And the team awaiting them is Hiawatha. Hiawatha Post 66 has only played just one game, and that was that, or nope, they also have played a pair of games, I beg your pardon. They defeated Seneca 6-2, and then they lost to Corning 6-2. And that puts them automatically in a spot for the finale of the loser's bracket, with the winner of this game in front of us and Hiawatha getting that final spot into the state tournament. So the stage is set and should be a good one. A pretty toasty afternoon here in Seneca. Temperatures in the low 90s with the wind of hardly any wind. It's blowing maybe a little bit in from left field. And the humidity, like it has been for the past week and a half, is up significantly. So it should be a hot one, and that's about what we expected. And it's yesterday the games were postponed from last night to today due to some of those showers. A step aside for our national anthem. Be back in a couple minutes here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? And let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's your choice. In healthcare, there is a common belief that you are limited to the options your specialist suggests for your ancillary services, including lab work, imaging therapy, and other diagnostic testing. The truth is, you make the decision on where you go for those services, depending upon your insurance coverage. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital provides a wide range of ancillary services to best fit the needs of you and your family. Please visit NEMVCH.com to view a list of current services. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
3.9 FM, KNZA.
We're all set to go here in the loser's bracket of the AA Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament here in Seneca, Kansas. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visitors, they'll be hitting first in Seneca Post 21. Leading off and playing center field is Case Kramer. Batting second and playing right field is Wade Leonard. Batting third and playing short is Braden Uphouse. Batting cleanup and catching is Jonah Dieters. Batting fifth and playing third base is John Strothman. Batting sixth and playing first is Reese Garrity. Batting seventh and playing second is Garrett Herter. Batting eighth and DHing is Derek Wirtz. And batting ninth and playing in left field is Jaden Thomas. Evan Olberding, the pitcher, is not in the hitting order. And as for the defense for Donovan County, it'll be Evan Olberding on the rubber. Oh, no, I beg your pardon. Cooper Emerly on the rubber. Got those mixed up there. And taking a look at the defense, it'll be Veach at third. Davis is at short. Blevins at second with Griffin at first to round out the infield. Behind the plate is Peterson. And in the outfield, left to right, Frankins in left. Grable is in center, and Judd is in right. We'll mention that wild Donovan County victory in the first round. It, as mentioned, it was 8-0 after the fifth inning. But then in the bottom of the fifth inning, a couple runs from Sabetha in the fifth and sixth, and then the seventh, a four-run bottom of the seventh to tie the game 8-8. But then in the ninth inning, ended up being three runs scored to give them the 11-8 victory. And all four of those runs in the seventh inning for Sabetha were with two outs, which is pretty crazy. And it was on six consecutive hits as well, but Donovan County was able to overcome all of that despite what was a very difficult inning to face, and a lot of momentum, of course, going to Sabetha. It was Ryder Davis who got the go-ahead run with a double, and Eberle would add an extra run with a single. And then it was Dustin Veach. He ended up getting the save in the ninth inning, going in order for those final batters. As for Seneca, they were able to hold off Sabetha themselves as well to win 8-5. And it was a seven-run fifth inning with the game tied 1-1 to make it an 8-1 lead. And then a response by Sabetha trying to get another rally, just like they did against the Donovan County team. They would not be able to complete the comeback as the first pitch fouled off to Case Kramer. And we are underway. We set the stage. And as mentioned, Donovan County, after they defeated Sabetha, lost to Corning 18-0. They are already in the state tournament. The other team that's already in is the host, Concordia. So we know those for a fact, as that one misses low and away for ball one to even up the count. Mentions Cooper Eberle on the hill for Donovan County, post 55. Going from the windup, the righty. Here he comes with the 1-1 pitch. And that one misses outside. Makes it 2-1. And talk about the year Corning has had. This is a very bundled together group of teams, top to bottom. Maybe the exception of Marysville, but they did not play in this tournament this year. But Corning able to create some space in between them and Hiawatha. That one misses down low for ball three. They're headed to state next week. Brandon Tapman will be out there in Concordia covering that for us. Should be a lot of fun, and we await to see who that second team from this zone is, as that one misses low and away. Ball four, five-pitch walk from Eberle, and Case Kramer reaches. And that'll bring up Wade Leonard, the right fielder, And once again, going through the hitting order for Seneca, it's Kramer, Leonard, Uphaus, Dieters, Strothman, Garrity, Herder, Wirtz, Thomas. Kramer shuffling towards second base. There he goes. First pitch. This is outside. No, it's in there for a strike. Late throw. And that's an easy steal for Kramer. Looked like it was a hair off the plate. A generous strike. And the count is 0-1. Talk about just an incredible athlete, Wade Leonard. Leading receiver on the state-winning football team. Solid asset on the basketball team as well, as that one swung on and foul tipped into the mitt of Peterson for strike two, so it's now 0-2. Levins, the second baseman for Donovan County, trying to drift over towards second base, but not really that close to it, maybe about five paces off of it. It's about the lead that Kramer has as well. 0-2 pitch misses low and in, and that makes it 1-2. 330 to both poles, 340 to straightaway center. Very interesting dimensions here in Seneca. And if it's symmetrical, that would, of course, mean 335 to left and right center. Those are not marked. Swing on and missed and lost his balance. Throw was in the dirt. They're down to first is in time, and that allows Kramer to advance over to second. Beg your pardon, over to third on fielder's choice. So Leonard is down on a swinging strikeout, one gone, runner on third, and that brings up Braden Uphaus. Talked about the leading wide receiver, now the quarterback for the Nemaus Central Thunder that won state, Class 2A. Kramer not being held on, that ball roped into right field, that should be enough for the sack fly. A little bit of a late jump to home and no throw, it's 1-0, Seneca on the sack fly. So Braden Uphaus gets the RBI. Bases will be empty. Two gone for Jonah Dieters, the catcher, batting cleanup. Talk about some of the great families with great lineage of stellar athletes throughout the years. The Dieters family, certainly one of them. One of the many ones. That one forces Peterson to go to his right to snag it. Not necessary, nobody aboard, but puts forth the effort regardless. So it's 1-0 Seneca here in the top of the first. And that pitch, opposite way, foul off the close to the grip of the baseball bat. And a red barrel. Grip is white, and in between the barrel and the grip is a little bit of black. Seneca's wearing their green jerseys with yellow letters and numbers with a little bit of the pinstripe thing going on and the wrecking ball in there for a strike. Beautifully done. Pinstripes aren't too noticeable with a kind of darker green and the black pinstripes. Kind of hard to see them. If they were white, maybe they'd be a little bit more effective. Wind up in the 1-2. Wrecking ball got him. Hit him in the back. Hit by pitch and Dieters will be awarded first base. Got him might have not been the way to explain that right out of the gate because that could refer to him also being struck out. So try to correct that for next time as that will bring up John Strothman. Third baseman for post 21. Pretty big lead over there first for Dieters. About the same lead that Kramer had at first and he took off in the first pitch and was successful in stealing second. There he goes. Foul tip. Inside fastball, and I'll make it 0-1. I'll retreat back over to first as Dieters. Peterson, he's a pitcher, one of the many pitchers that is on this roster, trying to test his arm. Pitched a really good game in their opening round win against Sabetha. Went six innings. As mentioned, got a no decision with that game going into extras. Throwback not in time. A one pitch, two gone, top of the first. That ball chops, third base side, stays fair, touched up, throw to first, and that is going to be in time for the final out. Close play, nice charge by Veach, and he completes the play for out number three. So one run for Seneca. First time coming up for Donovan County. Up next, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, heinentruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seneca with a run at the top of the first, a sack fly from Braden Uphouse, and now it's Donovan County Post 55's turn here in the bottom half of the inning. Here is your hitting order. Leading off and playing third is Dustin Veach. Batting second and playing short is Ryder Davis. Batting third and playing center is Austin Grable. Batting cleanup and playing left field is Cole Franken. Batting fifth and pitching is Cooper Eberle. Batting sixth and playing second is Logan Blevins. Batting seventh and playing first is Beckham Griffin. Batting eighth and catching is Colter Peterson. And batting ninth and playing in right field is Seth Judd. Alex Deshawn is the lone man on the bench. We'll might see him doing some pinch running. He's done that quite a bit this tournament, so expect that here as well today with the speedster on the bench. So Evan Olberding, the opposing pitcher for Seneca. And the left-handed third baseman digs in, first pitch, swung on and fouled off for strike one, just on the end of his orange bat. Donovan County has their white-on-whites with their baby blue letters and numbers with the red accent around those letters and numbers. 0-1 pitch about 3 feet in front of the dirt, receiving in front of the plate, 4-1. A couple of stripes. I make that a trio of stripes on the sleeves for Donovan County. Two baby blue with a red stripe in the middle. That ball opposite way in the air, foul. It's at 1-2. Donovan County is the home team. They won the coin toss, which is how home and away is determined here in this tournament. Wound up, and the 1-2 delivery from Olderding. Breaking ball, didn't hold on to that long enough and misses high and away. Teams up the count 2-2. These two teams split in their regular season meetings. Just two meetings, that's it. And that one misses low and in. And did that hit Veach? And he's going down to first, but the home plate umpire didn't call it a hit by pitch, I don't think. And that is exactly what's happening here. So he started jogging down to first, thinking he got hit, but the home plate umpire didn't call it. He said it's ball three. So the two umpires will come together from behind the plate and the first base side. And now they'll all converge in front of the pitcher's mound. Didn't look to me like he got hit. If anything, it might have been very subtle. He leaped to get out of the way. It was a pitch that was low and obviously inside, goes without saying. Yep, and they're going to say it's full count, and Dustin Veach not too happy about that. Didn't look like he was any pain, so just trying to sell it and implying that he got hit, but doesn't get the call. So the count will be full. You know, pick up his bat and get back into the batter's box and await the payoff pitch from Evan Olberding. Back to the windup. Here it comes. And that's outside, so get awarded first base now via a walk and not a hit by pitch. And just like Seneca, Donovan County has their leadoff man on. To mention those two meetings, it was a blowout in favor of Seneca in the first game, 15-1, but then Donovan County came back and won the second game, 1-0. That was back on June 25th. Runner goes, pitch in there for strike one, throw down to second, is going to be not in time. Close play at second, tag applied by Herder. Doesn't get the call, and that's a stolen base for Dustin Beach. Once again, the hitting order for Donovan County Post 55, it's Beach, Davis, Grable, Franken, Eberle, Blevins, Griffin, Peterson, Judd. No extra hitters for either teams. 0-1 pitch to Davis, and that one's in there for another strike. Take a look at the defense for Seneca. Left to right in the infield, Strothman at third, Uphouse at short, Herder at second, Garrity is at first, Peters behind the plate, Nolberting on the mound. Thomas is in left field, Kramer is in center, and Leonard is in right. It's now fouled away, and he'll stay 0-2. Nolberting trying to come back after giving up a leadoff walk. He's thrown nothing but strikes in this at bat. 0-2 breaking ball inside, just barely missing. They'll make it 1-2. Infield playing normal here with the runner on second. Nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 1-0 Seneca Post 21. Now it misses outside and evens up the count. Winner of this one taking on Hiawatha Post 66 in the Losers Bracket Championship for the second spot in the State Legion Baseball Tournament. This one popped up behind home plate, and losing it in the sun is Dieters. Ran into the home plate umpire, but it lands on top of our press box here. And out of play. Newly built press box. Lovely facility. Almost done. Still working on some of the interior. But I've got the AC in here, and that's what matters to most of us here in the booth. 2-2 pitch. And that one fouled off. Opposite way. First base side, and we'll do it again. Just slapping at it, trying to stay alive. Pitch was a fastball that was up and away in the zone. And I think we ran out of baseballs already. I think that's what's going on. As we had to get that baseball back from the first base side. Now we got a few extra ones. Goes back to the mound, and we're back ready to go. Lead off walk from Dustin Beach. He's sitting there at second after stealing second base. Overton comes set. Here's the pitch. Now this is low and away. That makes the count a full. So Davis coming back from an 0-2 count. And now a payoff pitch coming. That one hit in the air. Foul territory and out of play once again. The third foul ball in this at bat from Ryder Davis. Quite the battle here, just in the second at-bat of the game for Donovan County's offense. Breaking ball in there, strike three, got him. Beautiful breaking ball from Olberding. And just like Seneca, Donovan County also starts walk, strikeout. And that will bring up Austin Grable. The only difference is on the strikeout by Wade Leonard for Seneca. There's a throw down to first because it was a drop third strike. Throw back to second is going to get to center field, and he'll take off for third, and look at this. We'll have the same thing. That'll be an E1 that advances Dustin Beach over to third. So they could do the exact same thing that Seneca did with a walk, strikeout, and then a sack fly to get a run with one out here in the first inning. Grable, the center fielder, first pitch to him, fastball right down Broadway for strike one. Strothman, the third baseman for Seneca, not really wanting to hold on Veach. That ball is roped into center field, and this should do it. Backing up and making the catch just about a few feet in front of the track is Kramer, and it, just like last half inning, that'll be a sack fly to bring in a run. And we are tied 1-1. And that brings up Cole Franken. So walk, strikeout, sack fly for both Seneca and Donovan County to start. Pretty uncanny if you ask me. Well, if you're wondering what Seneca's cleanup hitter did, he was hit by a pitch. That was Jonah Dieters. Went up in the first pitch. Swung on and missed. a little bit of a piece of it, but into the gloves of Dieters. And that one misses low. And away as well for ball one. Brinken awaits the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. Just past home plate. Count is now 2-1. Change up outside, missing that one as well. 3-1 now the count. We'll see what Franken does here with a hitter-friendly count coming up. The pitch. The ball roped, foul, pulled that one, left up in the zone. And a car over there almost got hit. So once again, the count is full. Third time that Olberding has had a 3-2 count. Can't do that too much throughout the game, or else you're not going to be able to go for a long amount of time. 3-2 pitch. In there, strike three outside corner, got him. That was a tough pitch to take on another kind of generous strike, but they give it to him. So after one, we are tied 1-1. We'll go to the top of the second, coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
So I switched my insurance to State Farm, and get this. I talked to an actual State Farm agent who lives in my actual town, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town gave me actual help with the coverage I needed, and get this. My actual agent in my actual town who gave me actual help actually knows my name, and get this. They actually say it's called service.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Land Radio.
We are tied 1-1, both teams with sack flies. Braden Uphouse for Seneca had one to right field, and in the bottom of the inning, Austin Grable had one for Jonathan County. So leading things off for Post 21 will be Reese Garrity, the first baseman. Winner of this one awaits for Hiawatha, Post 66. Double-A Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament, of course, for the state of Kansas. Back to it is Cooper Eberle on the rubber. And the first pitch to Garrity. Now this is low and away for ball one. First baseman for Post 21. Playing these games today after it rained yesterday. Supposed to play games at 6 and 8. 1-0 pitch. That one misses a touch low to make it 2-0. Wind up and the pitch. Check swing. Didn't go. And misses low and in for ball three. Check down. Wrong side. Didn't go. Home plate umpire checked down to the first base umpire, but Garrity is left-handed. Either way, a third base umpire says no go. 3-0 pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Fastball up and in. Just trying to get into the flow of things here in the top of the second. Hitter-friendly count coming up for Garrity. And that one misses up high. 5-pitch walk. And that'll bring up Garrett Herder, second baseman. Beckham Griffin, the first baseman for Donovan County, holding on Garrity. There he goes. Pitch in there for a strike, testing Peterson's arm. The throw down to second is not in time. Not the best of transfers for Peterson from glove to hand. It was a pretty close play, but Not quite close enough, of course, as the count is now 0-1 to Herter. Runner in scoring position. Allen misses outside. Seneca with the way they like to run. A walk almost gets turned into a double. One chop foul behind home plate. So Eberle got to be very cautious with where he puts his pitches. As things can really snowball out of control quickly. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strikeout number 2 on the day for Eberle. One gone. Now bring up Derek Wirtz, designated hitter. A big first out in this top of the second. First pitch, that one's in there. No, it missed inside, maybe, but that looked like a really good pitch. And home plate umpire saying it might have been a little bit up is the call. It looked like it was a really good pitch, though, from Eberle. 1-0, that one way outside, forcing Peterson to get out of his squat position and dive to his right to make the stop. Very well done. Garrity not being held at second after the leadoff walk. Two a pitch. That one misses inside. 4-3. Second time this inning that Eberle has seen himself down 3-0. That one's in there for a strike, just a fastball in the middle of home plate. Eberle trying to keep Garrity at second and avoid him from advancing over to third for getting his second out of the inning. Take the sac fly out of play as that one popped up behind home plate. Foul ball, and it's back to 3-2. Hoping to get his third strikeout of the game already. He'll go back to the stretch. He's the one he wants. Not even looking back at second. Here's the pitch. Now a swing on a miss. Struck him out. Back-to-back K's after his leadoff walk, and that'll bring up Jaden Thomas, the number 9 hitter. He's out in left field this afternoon. Runner on second, 2 gone here in the top of the second. It's still 1-1. Bag of seeds in his back left pocket. First pitch. Swing on a miss. High fastball up at the neck level. Definitely not happy with himself at swinging at that. Taps his chest, looks over his dugout, says, "My bad on that one, coach." The 0-1. Swing on a miss. Behind on that fastball. High and away. Makes it 0-2. If I'm Eberle, I'm keeping this pitch up as well. It seems to really love chasing at that high pitch. Don't leave it too far up, though. Choking up is Thomas on this pitch, and he got him! Strike 3, striking out the side after a leadoff walk. And that ends the threat. So we go to the bottom of the second, Doniphan County. Seneca tied 1-1 here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
1-1, our score. Seneca, Donovan County, AA Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament. Cooper Eberle trying to help his own cause, leading things off. Wind up and the pitch from Evan Olberding, breaking ball. Left that up just a smidge for ball one. Last half inning, Eberle. A leadoff walk as that ball is pulled to the third baseman, gathering a Strothman, throw to first in time for out number one. After the leadoff walk, it was strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. Fantastic job by Cooper Eberle, but he's retired here. It's out number one. First time today that the leadoff man for either team has been retired. That brings up Logan Blevin, the second baseman. Wind up in the first pitch. That one's in there for a strike. Oh, another breaking ball. Waits for it. Pops it up. Opposite side. Foul territory. That's going to be caught by the first baseman, Garrity. We're out number two. So quickly, three pitches, two outs. And that'll bring up Beckham Griffin. And Evan Olberding trying to go 1-2-3 for the first time today. Do so very quickly. Especially after having all of those 3-2 counts against him last inning. He pops this one up. It's foul behind home plate for strike one. As mentioned, winner of this game will take on Hiawatha immediately after this one. Scheduled for 4 o'clock, but don't think that that's very realistic. Now on shot foul third base side this time, he can get 0-2. The reason why I say that is because there's about 30 minutes in between games as well to get Hiawatha warmed up. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball, that's in play to the third baseman, Strothman once again, throw to first, and it's a 1-2-3, bottom of the second. Well, if we keep having innings like that, we might be able to get in that time, but either way, both teams scoreless in the second inning. It's still 1-1. We go to the third, coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4-resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
A very quick bottom of the second, 1-2-3 in a matter of just six pitches. And for both teams, they're saying more innings like that, please. As we go to the top of the third, it's 1-1. Both teams getting a run on sac flies. One from Braden Uphouse for Seneca and one from Austin Grable for Donovan County. Top of the order coming up for Seneca. Case Kramer will lead things off just like he did to start this ball game. Led off with a walk, stole second, reached third on a fielder's choice on a strikeout on a throw down to first, and scored on said sac fly. Back to work is Cooper Eberle at a terrific second inning. First pitch, swung on, foul at first base side, but in play. Hustling over, not being able to get it, is the right fielder, Seth Judd. It was a leadoff walk to Reese Garrity, the first baseman for Seneca. He stole second, but then he struck out Herder, Wirtz, and Thomas to end the inning. Went up in the 0-1. That one on misses, low and away. And one of those strikeouts, that was against Thomas. Started out that count 3-0. Couple foul balls and got him looking. Picks off a couple pitches, now sees what he wants. Comes home. That one popped up to the shortstop. Davis backing up into the outfield grass by a few feet. He'll make the, no, he dropped it! Popped out of his glove, and Case Kramer reaches for the second time today on the E6. He was in the outfield grass and had to step forward into his left a little bit and just popped out of his glove. So that'll bring up Wade Leonard. Struck out swinging his first time up. Kramer forced back over to first after stealing his first time up. He did so on the first pitch. Looked like he was probably going to do that again. Looks like he's got another pretty sizable lead. Couple small steps over towards second. And there he goes. Pitch is low. Throw down from Peterson. One hop and pass a couple of fielders into center field, but not enough to where Kramer has to think about going to third. So that'll be Kramer's second steal of the ball game. Like I said earlier, these walks, or whenever somebody reaches first for Seneca, it's almost as if it's an automatic double because of the pure speed that Post 21 has across this hitting order. Here's the 1-0. That ball roped into center field. Well hit, but right there is Austin Grable, who will make the catch, and Kramer will not test Austin Grable's arm. Grable, one of the many pitchers, pitching options for this Donovan County team. The Kramer stays put after the F8, and that will bring up Braden Uphouse, who had his sack fly his first time up. Got the eye black going, dripping down from both eyes. Purple batting gloves. Flashes a little bit with the green jersey, if you ask me, but I'm not a fashionista, as that one misses low for ball one. I hear clashing colors are back in now, like back they were in the 90s. Back when he had the Arizona Diamondbacks with the teal and the purple. Now it's just red and black. It's boring to me. I would much prefer the clashing colors, honestly. This one pulled in the infield, diving for it as Vici doesn't get it, but Davis, also the shortstop, having a tough time with it. And that's going to be an infield single for Brayden Uphouse, but Kramer is held at second as the ball stays on the left side of the infield, no throw over. So that is actually the first hit of our ball game. And that'll bring up Jonah Dieters. And it's also the first time we've had multiple base runners. Runners on first and second, still one out. Double play, still a possibility. Throw down to second, close play, not in time though. Nice throw back over from Eberle. Blevins, the second baseman, going over to make the tag, but Kramer's back in there. Pretty big lead over there at second. Here's the pitch. That ball slowly hit back to the mound. Forced out over at third, and he will step on the bag and get it. Two gone. Nicely done. As Veach has to shuffle over to third. Always a tough play to find the bag after making the catch, but he does so successfully. So Dieters reaches on the fielder's choice. Uphouse over to second. Now two gone for John Strothman, who grounded out to the third base his first time up. First pitch, runners go, double steal, and it gets away from Peterson. Oh, no, it's actually, I believe it was fouled off. Well, it just barely got on the inside of his bat, so it was kind of a more of a hit-and-run situation instead of just a pure double steal. But either way, count is now 0-1. I'm really just trying to focus on the batter right now. Trying to get out of this inning. 0-1 pitch, that ball chopped infield. Second baseman Blevins flips it over to first in time for the out. They get out of the jam. Well done by Cooper Eberle once again. Still 1-1. We go to the bottom of the third coming up next here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmeldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Here in the bottom of the third now, it's 1-1, a couple of sack flies from both teams. And Evan Olberding back to work here in the home half of the third. After just a six-pitch second inning, gets his final warm-up pitch in, and he'll face Colter Peterson, the opposing Donovan County catcher. Last half inning, a leadoff runner reaching on an error, Case Kramer. He stole second. And after that, our first hit of the ball game from Braden Uphouse on an infield single. And both of those runners would be stranded there. Trying to get a bunt down, he pulls back, but the pitch is in for strike one in the outside corner of the plate. Kramer was forced out at third, Uphouse reached second on that fielder's choice, and Dieters reached first on said fielder's choice, and they were stranded there. Swung on and missed. Behind on a, ahead on a breaking ball. And Peterson's behind 0-2 as he swings at that one after trying to bunt on his first pitch. Choking up, here's the 0-2, and that one low and in for ball one. Donovan County will see if they're more selective with their pitches here in this inning after, as mentioned, just seeing six last inning. That one misses low and in. And they've already seen four just from their leadoff man, Colter Peterson. The second pitch ground out for Cooper Eberle, a first pitch pop-up from Blevins, and a third pitch ground out for Griffin as that one pulled foul. That was in on the hand. That would have missed four ball three if he would have taken that pitch, but either way, it'll stay 2-2. Now, one thing that Olberding has really done well is even the ones that are out of the zone is that one swung on this for strike three, one gone. Is even his pitches that are outside the zone, they look like good pitches. They're not missing by much. They're chaseable pitches for opposing batters, and they've been swinging at him. And as a result, he's been able to have a very successful day so far. So that brings up Seth Judd, the right fielder, batting number 9, as that one's in the dirt. Uphouse, the shortstop for Seneca, kind of playing in a little bit. Front of the base running line, his own popped up out of play on the high home plate for strike one, even to the count 1-1. As for the second baseman Herter, he's playing deeper. He's about only a step in on the outfield grass. 1-1, roped into right center field. That'll be the first base hit of the day for Donovan County. That's a one-out single here in the third for Seth Judd. So both teams now have a single apiece, and that'll bring up the top of the order now for Post 55, as that brings up Dustin Veach. He led off the game with a walk for the team in white. He is the lone run for this squad. Came home on that sack fly from Austin Grable. He is in the hole currently. On deck is Ryder Davis. First pitch to him. This is low. No, it's in there for a strike, and Veach was not happy about that call. And that one swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Will make it 0-2. Donovan County hasn't been nearly as aggressive, mainly because they haven't had as many opportunities. Seth Judd is just the second base runner of the ball game. But Dustin Veach led off the game. He reached on a walk. He stole second as that one misses outside. And Dieters comes to his feet as it was a little bit high as well. Pretty big secondary lead for Seth Judd. He has wheels. He's a very fast individual. Bit of a secondary lead. That one in the dirt. Missing inside. Beach gets out of the way. It's now 2-2. Double play would end the inning for Seneca post 21. They can get a ground ball in the infield. Is that one a nice stop by Dieters, who moves to his left. Blocks it with his chest plate. Bounces to his right. No harm, no foul. Full count coming up. Olberding looks over at first, now comes home. There goes the runner. The pitch in there, strike three, and a tag down to second. It's a strike him out, throw him out. Beautifully executed as Dieters gets the caught stealing, and we will head to the fourth. Still 1-1 coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
This is Ian Goodenkoff, Vice President of Mortgage at Community National Bank. Some of the advantages of Community National Bank, we are very competitive in the market, interest rates, products, services. We also have the local town feel. Our intent for all of our mortgages is to continue to keep the servicing of the mortgage after you close. You're not calling some 1-800 number for any questions that you have after the closing of your loan. Welcome home to Community National Bank, serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Bayshore, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National Bank is innovation for every generation.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority, Kansaland Radio.
Going to the top of the fourth, we are knotted up 1-1. Both teams scoring a pair of sac fly RBIs, but nothing really since then. A couple of threats for both teams, but they've all been empty. Cooper Eberle back on the rubber for Donovan County. Left runners on first and second, last inning. Leadoff man Case Kramer reached on an error. He was forced out at third, and the two men behind him were stranded on first and second. So that brings up Reese Garrity, who led off the second inning with a walk. He was stranded there after three consecutive strikeouts. First pitch. That one fouled off inside portion of his bat. Straight back to the screen. Sign on plate for strike one. Winner to play Hiawatha post 66 immediately after this one. In the loser's bracket championship, and the winner of that will go to state. State Legion Tournament in Concordia coming up next week. Swung on and missed, off-speed pitch. That was in the dirt. And Garrity wanting that one back as the count is now 0-2. That pitch just dropped off the face of the planet. Very well executed. Started right down the middle and just broke down into the dirt as that one misses low and away. Makes it 1-2. Home of the Nemaha Central Thunder baseball team here in Seneca. Beautiful day for baseball. A little bit warm. That one misses up shoulder level. Makes it 2-2. What an athletic year it was for Nemaha Central. Football team, of course, winning state. Basketball team making a deep run into the region tournament. Is that one just barely in the strike zone for strike three? Got him looking. Best strikeout for Cooper Eberle. Baseball team made the region championship where they fell to Sabetha right here in this ballpark. The basketball team was a little bit down this year, but they made a nice little run after getting an upset over Sabetha. That one swung on and foul tipped into the glove. Peterson for a strike, and then going to Concordia and winning a game there as well. We're ultimately falling in the late round of the region championships. That one is inside. T Two gone here. Bases are empty. Garrett Herter waits the pitch, and that one, one gone, not two gone. Scoreboard says two gone. Kind of threw me off. 2-1. I beg your pardon. 2-1 the count. 1-1 is their score. Just kind of pitching numbers out there, hoping they're all right. Swung on ahead of that fastball. Makes it 2-2. Chucking up a little bit is Herter, the second baseman. And now I'll call time. I'll step out. Get a practice swing in, and I'll stand back in the box. Taking a while here in this pitch, but now Eberle goes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Change up. Fooled him. The timeout didn't work. So make that 6 strikeouts for Cooper Eberle, and that brings up Derek Wirtz. He struck out his first time up. And 5 of his 6 strikeouts came from the last 4 guys in the hitting order. This one's popped up left side of the infield and making a play on it. And dropping it is Dustin Veach, third baseman. That is the second infield drop from the Donovan County defense. Eberle putting in work, but his defense not helping him out here. And that will bring up Jaden Thomas. He struck out looking back in the second inning for his first plate appearance. And Veach over there at third, beating himself up. Go back over to first. He's going to get away. And he'll look at 3, and he will not take off for a third. So that's an E1. That is the second error in this inning and the third of the game for Donovan County. So all of a sudden, the base hit makes this a 2-1 ball game after Eberle had been cruising along, and it should have been a 1-2-3 inning. It would have been his first of the game, but a dropped infield pop-up keeps Seneca alive here in the top half of the fourth inning. Thomas fouled that one back, makes it 0-1. Still two gone, so we can still get out of the inning, of course, unscathed. He's forced to go back to a stretch. That one popped up, foul, third base side, out of play. And now just one pitch away from getting out of the inning. This count is 0-2. Big lead at second for Wirtz. And swung on and missed. Another strikeout. That is his 7th strikeout in this ball game. So it stays 1-1. We go to the bottom half of the fourth. We played half of the ball game so far. 1-1 our score here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
At Union State Bank, we are rooted in tradition, but always looking forward. That means that while we are always focused on delivering the latest advancements to our customers, we are grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of our business. Each of our 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances we can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank, we celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. Thank you for your business. Union State Bank, NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
K-N-Z-A.
We're halfway through in this one. It's still 1-1. It's been a pitcher's duel between Evan Olberding and Cooper Eberle. And Evan Olberding, as of right now, is maybe having a little bit better of a day. More efficient day, that is. He hasn't faced more than 4 batters in an inning so far. His first pitch, that one missing, 4-1 to Ryder Davis, who struck out looking his first time up. I say that, but Cooper Eberle, on the other hand, has struck out 7 batters. That one is hit well to left field, going back and misreading it, but sliding and making the catch. No, it's dropped! And he's still not throwing it in, as he thought it was a catch. He is shocked that it wasn't a catch, but it was dropped. It was Thomas who moved. He first moved in as he was moving to his right, then started moving back. He misread it a little bit, tried to make the catch, which it looked like he had it, but it popped out of his glove. And that's going to be a leadoff double for Ryder Davis. That brings up Austin Grable, as that is the first extra base hit of the ballgame. And that one's in the dirt for ball one. Grable had that sac fly RBI in the bottom half of the first inning. Has a chance to get another ribby right here. Breaking ball, that one in there for a strike. One pitch from Olberding. And that one in there, strike two. We'd like to thank some of our sponsors from today's game, Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha, D&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha, C&K, helping you get there safely, and Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Low grounder to Garrity, the first baseman will step on the bag, and Ryder Davis will advance on the fielder's choice. So now an opportunity for another sac fly RBI. This time it'll be Cole Franken who has the opportunity. Strike out looking his first time up. Trying to break this 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. That might do it right there as it's hit towards left field, coming in and sliding. And did he make the catch this time? Yes, he did. But tagging up and scoring is going to be Davis. And it's 2-1. Nice play by Thomas to make up for the one he wasn't able to haul in earlier. Oh, and they're going to actually, no, they're going to say that he didn't tag up. They're going to say he left too early. He appealed and touched the bag at third, and they're going to call him out. So the run isn't going to come home. It's going to be a double play. Unbelievable. And that's going to end the inning, so we'll stay tied 1-1. We'll go to the top half of the fifth coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansasland Radio.
Still 1-1 as we go to the top of the fifth in a wild development from that last inning. Runner on third with one out, and it was Cole Franken who hit a ball into left field. A sliding catch from Thomas, and tagging up from third was Davis. But they said that he was not touching third when the ball was caught, so they threw it over to third on the appeal. It touched the bag, and it is a double play. First pitch looped into center field by Case Kramer, and that will drop in for a base hit. Good way to start the inning for Seneca Post 21. So instead of being a 2-1 Doniphan County lead, we are still tied 1-1. So for Case Kramer, that is the third time he has reached base today. He reached on a walk in the first. He reached on an error in the third on a pop-up in the infield, and now by a single. So that brings up Wade Leonard. He's over 2 with a strikeout and a flyout to center field. Seneca trying to make some noise, and Peterson most likely will have his arm tested here. As there goes Kramer on the first pitch. The pitch is outside and no throw. And that is the third steal of the game for Case Kramer. What a job he's done for Seneca. He has the lone run. He's given Seneca some opportunities. He's done it once again here. Now this is lone away. Talking about Cooper Eberle, his opposer, Evan Olberding, the starter for Seneca. It was the third consecutive inning where he only faced three batters. Went 1-2-3 in the second, gave up a single, but then a caught stealing in the third. That one misses for ball three. And then last inning, of course, the 7-1-5 put out double play on the sack fly attempt to left field. Ended up being a base running mistake by Ryder Davis. Throw back to second. There goes Kramer to third, and it's going to be a steal for Case Kramer to third. Throw was back to second. As soon as he made the move back to second, he took off for third and got there relatively easily. So now runner on third with nobody out. Good looking opportunity for Post 21 to strike here. That is if they don't do what they did in the second inning, and that was have a runner on second with nobody out and go strikeout, strikeout, strikeout. 3-0 pitch. And that one missing a little bit up, and that is a four-pitch walk. Multiple base runners once again for Seneca Post 21. Runners on the corners, and with Leonard being a real speedster, they'll likely try to have him take second and avoid a double play. And even a double play would bring home a run with nobody out. That brings up Braden Uphouse. Sack fly in the first, and a single in the third. And there goes the runner, no throw. Pitch is in there for a strike, fastball right down Broadway. That is the sixth steal of the game, four of them coming from Case Kramer. Now this is up high, fastball, evens up the count 1-1. Runner's not being held on. Cooper Eberle does still like to go from the stretch, even though he doesn't necessarily have to. That ball grounded on the infield, so get the run home. Throw over to first is going to be in time, and it'll be Leonard staying at second. On a quick throw from short, Davis over to first. It'll be a ground out RBI for Braden Uphouse. And it is 2-1 as Seneca is the team that breaks the tie. So Leonard now the lone base runner on second with one gone for Jonah Dieters. Reached on a hit-by-pitch in the first as there goes Leonard and easily taking third, not even a throw-down as the pitch was a little bit outside for a ball. That is the fourth steal of the inning. The Dieters reached on a hit-by-pitch in the first and a fielder's choice in the third. Yet to be retired yet as that one swung on and missed on a pitch that was up around the shoulders, maybe even neck height. Count is even 1-1. Seneca breaking the tie. Case Kramer has scored both of the runs for Seneca Post 21. Swung on and missed. Pitch was low. Might have been in the strike zone. But either way, it's 1-2. Can still bring home Leonard from third with a ball put in the outfield. Is that one in there? Strike three got him looking. And not a great job framing that by Peterson. As soon as it hit his glove, he almost framed it as a ball. He kind of put it to the outside just because of the speed of that pitch kind of moved his glove to the outside. Wasn't able to bring it back. Either way, they get the strike three call. Two gone. A big second out. And that brings up John Strothman. A couple of ground outs. One to third. One to second. First pitch. That one shot to the shortstop. And it's through his legs. An unearned run, and Seneca now leads 3-1. That'll be an E6. That was why 6 was on my mind there. And that'll bring up Reese Garrity. Davis. That is his second error of the ball game. Was moving to his left and didn't get his glove down far enough as the left-handed first baseman watches strike one go right by him on the outside edge. From the stretch, Everly trying to salvage this inning after giving up two runs as that one swung on and missed for strike two. One of them earned, one of them unearned, a RBI ground out from Braden Uphouse, and another reaching on an error. That was Wade Leonard. Both Case Kramer and Wade Leonard getting a pair of steals. Stroffman trying to get one of his own here. Is that pitch in there for strike three? It's not going to matter. Another pair of strikeouts. That is 9 Ks on the day for Cooper Eberle. But either way, it's now 3-1. Seneca scores a pair. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Coming up next here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Bottom of the fifth, Seneca scoring a pair of runs in the top half of the fifth. It's now 3-1. Jarrett Sluppy with you. Kirk Coleman back in the booth. First pitch missing low and in to Cooper Eberle from starting pitcher for Donovan County, Evan Olberding. Is that pitch in there to even up the count 1-1? I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's ball game, including Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. Someone gets through the legs of Dieters, the catcher, down low for ball two. Also brought to you by Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com, and Kirkwood & Company Restaurant Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. That one's in the air to left field. Coming in is Thomas, and he will make the catch. We're out number one. Good play from the Seneca post 21 left fielder. And that'll bring up Logan Blevins. Levin's popped out on the infield his first time. And the first attempt from Olberding. This is blown away for ball one, getting some of the chop from the left-handed batter's box. The right-handed second baseman digs back in. Here's the 1-0. Now on foul straight back to the screen. Pitch was a little bit outside, but probably would have been called a strike. Last half inning, couple runs scored by Seneca mentioned, thanks to a RBI ground out from Braden Uphouse. That one's chopped, and that's going to be foul, third base side. Second run came on a E6. Ground ball right through the old wickets. Count's now 1-2 as Levin's retreating from his sprint down to first base on that ground ball that was almost fair down the third base side. Touched up by Stroffman about 8 feet in front of third base bag. Breaking ball roped into left field for a base hit. And that'll be a one-out single for Logan Blevins. And that'll bring up Beckham Griffin. Ground out to third his first time up. Donovan County trying to get a long inning going. Evan Oberding hasn't faced more than four batters in an inning so far, and it's been, in fact, three consecutive innings where he's only faced three batters. First pitch in the dirt. Good stop from Dieters, but it's ball one. Last two innings, it wasn't it wasn't 1-2-3. In fact, it was a single, one out single for Seth Judd in the third. And that one in there for a strike to even the count 1-1. But Seth Judd was caught stealing. It was a strike him out, throw him out. And then last inning, with Ryder Davis over at third, Cole Franken hit a ball to left field. It was caught on a slide, but Davis tagged too early, and they threw it over to third and got the out, as here is a strike. Third down to second. It's not in time. It'll be a steal for Logan Blevins. That is going to be Donovan County's second stolen base as a team. First one coming from Dustin Veach. That was all the way back in the first inning. He let off the game with a walk and a steal. So runner in scoring position with one out. Chance for Donovan County to make some noise here in the bottom half of the fifth. Trying to eat into this two-run deficit that they've created as that one misses outside, evens up the count 2-2. Griffin just trying to get him over to third. Has got one hit in the air. First base side, foul territory. And towards the Donovan County bench. And outrunning the fly ball is Oberding. And it drops harmlessly near the batter circle. Dove in it by a split second. So falls harmlessly to the dirt. And the count stays 2-2 to Beckham Griffin. Levin's not being held on. The stretch and the pitch. And that one's in there. Strike three. Got him. A lot of K's looking today. And for Evan Oberding, that's his fifth strikeout of the afternoon. And Cooper Eberle, he has 9 K's on his day. That brings up Coulter Peterson. He struck out his first time up. Donovan County catcher, first pitch, that one is pulled. Nice scoop by Strothman. Throw to first is low, and it gets away. Here comes the run to the plate, and he is in there. Fantastic base running by Logan Blevins. He gets to third on the fielder's choice, and Strothman, honestly, he was pretty close to being able to tag him as soon as the ground ball came to him. But the throw was low, and Peterson reaches on the E5, and he stays there. As the run scores, and it's now 3-2. Yes. This is the first time today that Oberding will face a fifth batter in the inning. As that ball popped up, third base side, foul, out of play. For strike one. Seth Judd with a single in the third. As mentioned, he was caught stealing. From the stretch, Oberding looks over at first. Here's the pitch. The one is lifted to shallow center field. And racing out and making the catch is Herter, the second baseman, for the final out. They get the run back, on an error throw over to first. And that'll send us to the sixth. It's 3-2, Seneca. Here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
The retail room at Anderson Meats in Troy is now open. Besides continually growing meat processing, Anderson Meats now has local meat available in the front of the store that you can grab and go. The selection varies, and they will continue to add more options. So stop in on Last Chance Road in Troy and check it out. Anderson Meats, friendly and local staff working efficiently to process your livestock in a timely manner and does every job to exact customer specifications. Anderson Meats, just south of Troy on Last Chance Road, where quality meat satisfaction.
Moreland James Bank is excited to announce they've officially adopted a new brand, Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank. While the brand may be new, the commitment to the community remains the same.
to provide the same great personalized service from the same great local bankers. Reach out to one of the Bank of Blue Valley bankers or visit bankbv.com for more information. Bank of Blue Valley, with locations in Hiawatha and Sabetha, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
We played five as we go to the top of the sixth. It's been a pitcher's duel here in Seneca, as Seneca, Post 21, leads 3-2 over Donovan County, Post 55. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. Leading off things for Post 21 is Garrett Herder. He's over 2 with a pair of strikeouts so far today. As Cooper Everly goes back to work, 9 strikeouts in those 5 innings. First pitch fouled straight back. Today's game is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Wind up and the 0-1 coming up for Everly. Breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside portion of the plate. Not a huge fan of that call, but we'll have to stand back in. Wind blowing in from left field. Not a whole lot, though. 5-10 miles an hour. Foul tip into the glove of Peterson for his 10th strikeout of the day. He has been incredible this afternoon. He's faced some trials throughout his day on the rubber, but he's gone out of some jams, and ultimately he's having himself a very good afternoon. That pitch fouled straight back is home plate umpire out racing Beckham Griffin to the foul ball. Oh, 1 swung on and missed. Makes it 0-2. Everly continuing to throw some great pitches. Trying to get yet another strikeout right here. Goes to breaking ball, just missing. That was a great pitch from Cooper Everly. Just barely missed, though. Wirtz is 0-2, strikeout and reaching on an error in the fourth. And he reached a second on another error. That ball is hit in the air, right field, foul territory. It'll drop for a foul ball. Seth Judd has gotten some work in today, but only on foul balls. Only 2 hits in the ball game for Seneca. Breaking ball, pull foul once again. Staying alive is Wirtz. And we've only seen 5 base hits combined today, only 1 extra base hit. That was an Austin Grable double. 1-2, swung on, and that gets out of the glove of Peterson. It gets all the way to the backstop on the left side. And he will reach. It'll be a strikeout. So that'll be his 11th strikeout, but Derek Wirtz reaches safely. Bottom half. Not just the bottom half, the last 4 in the hitting order have now combined for 9 strikeouts. And the throw gets away. Beckham Griffin, though, is able to get it back. He throws down to second. He got it. So the throw got away from Beckham Griffin from Everly. But Griffin stays with the play. And Wirtz is thrown out at second. 2 down. Jaden Thomas, 0-2 with 2 Ks. Now on ropes, line drive, that will be dropped, but able to pick it up, throw it to first in time for the final out. 1-2-3 inning, another unconventional one, but getting it done. Actually, that is his first 1-2-3 inning, but there have been some unconventional 1-2-3s from have an Oberding. We'll see him on the mound coming up next. It's still 3-2 Seneca here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Is it time to replace that old storm door? Odd size? Can't find one? Standard door won't fit? Then let Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca help you with a new Gerken storm door from custom size to standard. Why Gerken? Gerken Windows and Doors have been building storm doors for over 60 years. Gerken offers three storm door categories, and all doors are guaranteed for as long as you own your home. You can check them out at Gerken.com or stop at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and let them help you with that new Gerken storm door and windows. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
We heard it a lot during 2020. Stay local, shop small. Remember to keep that in mind when you're looking for your next mortgage lender. United Bank and Trust offers a full mortgage lending team available to help you through it all. Looking to buy a new house or tear down a few walls as your family grows? Stay local with your team at United Bank and Trust. Stop by your local branch and let a mortgage lender get you started. Or apply online at www.ubankonline.com. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Seneca Post 21 leads Doniphan County Post 55, 3-2. Losers bracket, double A, Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament. Winner will take on Hiawatha Post 66 for the Losers Bracket Championship. And the winner of that will go to the State Legion Tournament in Concordia coming up next week. First pitch from Oberding is roped on a line to Uphouse. The shortstop keeps it in front of him. Play it first in time. Falling over the bag was Dustin Veach, who leads it off with a 6-3 infield out. Good hustle from the Doniphan County third baseman. Uphouse, he knocked it down. It was a hit. It was an absolute laser to him, but he can keep it on his glove on the first bounce, but he's able to pick it up, throw it to first, and get out number one. Ryder Davis comes to play, and that ball is lined right to the second baseman, Hunter, or excuse me, Herter, beg your pardon, for out number two. So two pitches, two outs for Evan Oberding, looking pretty similar to what happened in the second inning. It was a six-pitch second inning for Oberding. And that will bring up Austin Grable. Deck fly in the first inning. And a ground out in the fourth. First pitch swung on, and that is foul. Third base side for strike one. So not going to have a three-pitch inning, unfortunately. I think that's what Oberding was smiling about there. Pitch that was high and in, a hard pitch to resist, especially because it was a changeup. That ball is grounded. Third baseman scoops it, throw to first for Strothman in time. It is a four-pitch inning for Evan Oberding. Doniphan County making it easy for him. And that will send us to the seventh. Visitors are leading 3-2, so we'll get a full seventh in coming up. Top of the order for Seneca Post 21, it's Kramer, Leonard, and Uphouse. Coming up next on 103.9 FM, KNZA.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Play on into the seventh inning as we've completed six. It's 3-2. Seneca leads Doniphan County. And Seneca up to the plate, trying to add on to their lead. This ball, first pitch, hit in the air, shallow right center field, and four Doniphan County players around it. It's dropped. And trying to get to second, and he is going to be in there. Some more poor defensive play from Doniphan County as that ball is dropped in shallow right field. It was hard to make out who was the player who dropped that, because as mentioned, there was four guys around it, and because there were so many guys around it, nobody was protecting second. And it was Justin Veach, the third baseman, who came to try to make the play, did not do so. So after the error, it will be Wade Leonard coming to plate as Kramer reaches safely for the fourth time today and the second time on an error. As that one misses for ball one. Leonard scored on an error in the fifth inning, but he is 0 for 2 with a strikeout, a flyout, and a walk. He also has a couple of steals as well when he reached on said walk. 1-0 pitch to him, swung on and missed. He was behind on that fastball just by a heartbeat. Leonard can move Kramer over to third. Good chance that Seneca can add on to their lead. We're back over to second, or a pump fake, rather. As Davis, the shortstop, unable to get there in time. One-one. This is low and away, makes it 2-1. Hiawatha Post 66 awaits the winner of this one. They are here, and they're in their blues. They're over on the first base side. Getting loose as this one gets away from Peterson. And easily taking third, it's Kramer on the wild pitch. So now they don't even have to have Leonard just get him over. They can just have him hit a ball into the outfield and get that fourth run. We'll likely see Evan Olberding try to go and complete the distance in the bottom half of the seventh. 3-1 pitch. Hit in the right center field. That's going to drop in for a hit. And that makes it 4-2 RBI, our first RBI base hit of the game as well. It comes here in the top half of the seventh. And that brings up Braden Uphouse. He has a pair of RBI, one on a sac fly to right field, one on a ground out. He also has a single as well, so he is 1-2. Big lead over there for Wade Leonard. He is very fast. Boy, one of the fastest players on the team is he's easily going to get second. Pearson dropped the transfer from glove to hand. That pitch also missing the strike zone for ball one. Leonard, he stole third last time. Let's see if maybe he tries that again. And there he goes. Throw down to third, not even close. And Eberle, it looked to me like he probably should have stepped off the mound because he took a couple of steps, pretty big gallops towards third before Eberle even came to the plate. He was looking right at him when he did it, too. So if he would have stepped off the mound and threw it to third, he would have been forced to retreat. And this will be in left center field. This will easily be able to get Leonard home. And here comes the throw to the plate. Oh, no, it's not. What a throw from center field by Austin Grable. And they got him in a rundown. Here's the throw to the plate, still between second and third is, or excuse me, third and home is Leonard, and he'll be tagged right in the mouth. And they get him in the pickle. What a play. An unbelievable throw from Austin Grable in center field. And Wade Leonard caught dead in his tracks. Bases are now empty with two gone. And I thought that was easily going to be enough to bring Leonard home, but just an absolute cannon. That brings up Jonah Dieters and tried to hold up a swing he couldn't. He goes around for strike one. Dieters is 0 for 2, strike out, fielder's choice, and hit by pitch so far today. Yo, one, breaking ball in there, strike two. RBI single from Wade Leonard, bringing home Case Kramer, who reached on an error, but couldn't get that second runner home as that ball found out of play on a breaking ball. Heads up for the Hiawatha kids over there. Back to the windup, Eberle. And that one misses. Eberle with 11 strikeouts on the day. I think that 12 actually is that one hit in the air. Once again, foul, first base tie. No, I had that right. It's 11. Okay, I just want to really make sure that I get that number right. It is 11, not 12. 11 strikeouts for Eberle. 1-2. The count on Dieters. Eberle trying to add to that total right here with two gone here in the top of the seventh. And fouled off the very inside portion of the bat. Has some spin, and it goes from foul into fair territory. And stepping on the bag is Griffin for the unassisted out. One of those weird plays where the ball had some spin on it that went from foul play into fair territory, and Griffin stepped on the bag for the final out. So we go to the last half inning of our ball game, possibly, unless two runs can be brought home for Donovan County as they trail 4-2 to Seneca here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
Summer has arrived, and we all love to take in those warm summer rays, but we must remember to protect our skin and eyes from the damaging effects of the sun. UV exposure is the main culprit for skin cancer diagnosis. If you plan to be out in the sun, the best protection for your skin is to use sunscreen, SPF 15 or higher. Wear protective clothing, including a hat and sunglasses, and find plenty of shade. Please talk with your primary care physician today if you have any concerns or questions about your risk for skin cancer. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, hineandtruevalue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KNZA.
Go to the bottom of the seventh, and Evan Olberding trying to go the distance. He's only given up a pair of hits to Donovan County, post 55. 4-2 our score, thanks to an RBI single from Wade Leonard. It's our first RBI hit of the day. Olberding has had four innings where he's only faced three batters. Two of them were a pure 1-2-3. Two of them were in the middle of an unconventional fashion. One was on a caught stealing to get a third out. The other was on a outfield putout. But either way, it's been a very efficient outing for Evan Olberding. The most inefficient inning he had was in the first inning when he ended up having three batters that he faced go to a full count, but either way, he only gave up one run in that inning anyway. So that'll bring up Cole Franken. He's 0-2. Strikeout and a fly out. First pitch fouled out of play. Mentioned the outfield put out that it was a sac fly attempt with one out runner on third, and Franken hit it to left field. It was caught, but Ryder Davis tagged too early, and they appealed and got the out of third. Is that one missing for ball one, even up the count 1-1. As mentioned, Hiawatha awaits the winner of this one immediately after this one. Those two, the winner of this game in front of us in Hiawatha, will go to state. State Legion Tournament in Concordia coming up next week. Is that one misses for ball two. Two on pitch. And on the hands, jammed him. Right back to the mound. Olberding flips it over to first, caught for out number one. Two outs away, and that'll bring up Cooper Eberle, the starting pitcher for Donovan County. What an outing he's had. He is 0-2, though, at the plate. A ground out and a fly out. Wind up, and the first pitch. And that one missing down low for ball one. We'll take about a 30-minute intermission in between games and get you ready for the Losers Bracket Championship coming up in just a little bit after this one finalizes, as Evan Oberding trying to finish it off himself. It's on Mrs. Lowe and away for ball two. To a pitch, that one misses up high. Not going to count anything out, though, just yet, as the count is now 3-0, as we saw that game between Sabetha and Doniphan County, where Doniphan County got up to an 8-0 lead, as here comes a four-pitch walk, and that is his first walk since the first inning. It was an 8-0 lead that they had grown after the top of the fifth, then two runs for Sabetha in the bottom of the fifth, two more in the bottom of the sixth, and four in the bottom of the seventh, all of those coming with with two outs, and six consecutive hits to extend the game into extras. But as mentioned, Doniphan County winning that one in the ninth inning, 11-8. Breaking ball in there for strike one. Beautiful breaking ball. After a four-pitch walk needing to get ahead of the count against Logan Blevins, he had a single in the fifth. He's 1-for-2. Swung on and missed for strike two. Ground ball would end the ball game. Runner on first, one gone. O2 breaking ball, just got a piece of it on the outside edge. It has some horizontal and, of course, vertical movement on that breaking ball as it moves away from the right-handed hitter. Big lead over there at first for Eberle. A pitch fouled straight back to the screen, and it'll stay 0-2. Logan Blevins, Beckham Griffin is on deck. O2. This is up high for ball one. Iwatha won their first game in the semifinal against Seneca. As that ball is hit in the air, might have a rematch possibly. Backing up is Leonard, and he's not going to get it. It's over his head. This could be trouble, and staying at third, though, will be Eberle, and all of a sudden, the tying run is now in scoring position. A one-out double from Logan Blevins, and that'll bring up Beckham Griffin, trying to keep the game alive. The base hit put in the right spot would send us into extras. And now a timeout called as Evan Oberding has multiple base runners for the first time today. This is actually the first mound visit as well for either team. And a good one at that with runners at second and third and just one gone. Beckham Griffin, as mentioned, is 0-for-2. Ground out, I don't think I did mention that. He's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. So are they going to make a pitching change here? And it looks like they will. They're going to make a pitching change here. An interesting decision here for Seneca. As Evan Oberding's day is done. So we'll go ahead and send it to a break, and Case Kramer will get warmed up. You're listening to 103.9 FM, KNZA.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KNZA.
So Case Kramer is the new pitcher for Seneca Post 21, and he will move over to short. A very interesting decision here for Seneca, as Braden Uphouse moves to center field as well. Evan Olberding went 6 3rd innings, had 5 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits, and a very efficient day, with 4 of his innings only facing 3 batters. So here comes Beckham Griffin, first pitch, up and in for ball 1, runners on 2nd and 3rd with 1 out. 4-2 our score, Seneca leads. That ball hit in the air, foul territory. That evens the count 1-1. So a base hit, put in the right spot, into the gap, would tie this ball game. That ball grounded, first base side, fair. They'll get 1 run in, and they'll move the runner up to 3rd as well. RBI ground out for Beckham Griffin. It's now 4-3. As Everly scores from 3rd, and Blevins moves from 2nd to 3rd. 2 gone, so now just 1 out away from ending it. So that brings up Colter Peterson. Game comes down to him. He is 0-2, a strikeout and reaching on an error. First pitch, that one's in there, strike 1. One pitch, swing, and a miss. He went around, now down to their last strike. Tried to hold up. His swing is almost blown away. And Kramer trying to finish it off and get the save. 0-2. Just barely missed that one. Outside, a tad low as well, but not missing by much. Good pitch by Kramer trying to get in the chase. Here's the 1-2. In there, strike 3, got him, and Seneca holds on to win, and they will advance to the Losers Bracket Championship to take on Hiawatha. Once again, our final score is 4-3. Seneca holds on. Let's take a 2-minute break and rally up the stats and get you ready for our finale coming up here in about a half hour here on 103.9 FM KNZA.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Are you a rancher? Are you worried about commodity prices? Livestock Risk Protection, also known as LRP, provides your business with a defense against declining livestock prices in the future for fed cattle, feeder cattle, and swine. No one can predict where prices will end up, so take away the worry with LRP. Contact SBS Insurance Agency at 785-336-2821 to learn more about protecting your livestock business.
SBS Insurance, the home team.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Hi, this is Joyce Sedbeck, the nurse and operator for Oakley Place of Seneca, which is a 12-bed home plus care facility that specializes in memory care. We maintain a 1-staff-to-4 resident ratio and recently increased our starting wages. We currently are hiring for certified nurse aides and certified medication aides. If you want to work in an environment where you have the ability to truly make a difference, we encourage you to apply online at oakleyplacecare.com or call 785-334-6000 for more information.
KNZA.
Final score, 4-3. Seneca is moving on to the championship of the Losers Bracket. Jared Sleppy with you alongside Kurt Kilman back in the booth. And taking a look at the stats from today's contest, first off for Doniphan County, Dustin Veach, he was 0-for-2 with a run. Ryder Davis was 1-for-3 with a double. Austin Graber was 0-for-2 with a sack fly RBI to center field. Cole Franken was 0-for-3. Cooper Everly was 0-for-2 with a walk and a run. Logan Blevins was 2-for-3 with a single and a double, as well as a run and a stolen base. Beckham Griffin was 0-for-3 with a RBI groundout. Colter Peterson was 0-for-3, and Seth Judd was 1-for-2 with a single. And as for Seneca, Case Kramer was 1-for-3 with 3 runs and 4 stolen bases. Wade Leonard was 1-for-2 with a run and an RBI single in the 7th inning. Braden Uphouse was 1-for-3 with a single and 2 sack fly outs. Jonah Dieters was 0-for-3 on the day. John Strothen was also 0-for-3. Reese Garrity was 0-for-2. Garrett Herder and Derek Wirtz, as well as Jane Thomas, they were all 0-for-3. So Cooper Everly, unfortunately, was the losing pitcher despite a fantastic day on the mound. He gave up just 3 walks, and he only had, let's see here, I didn't get quite to finish counting up all of this. It looks like he had 3 hits allowed on his day, I believe, if that's right. Looks like it's, yeah, only 3 hits allowed. And out of all of his runs given up, it looks like 2 were earned and 4 total. So only 2 earned runs, 4 total runs, and as well as those 11 strikeouts. So unfortunately for Everly, he picks up the loss despite the fantastic effort. Evan Olberding gets the win. He went 6 1/3 innings. He gave up just 2 walks, 4 hits, 2 earned runs with 3 runs total, and as mentioned, he gets the W. Case Kramer gets the save. He comes in for 2/3. He got 1 strikeout, no walks, hits, or runs. So it's now time to crown your player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. And I think I'm going to give it to Evan Olberding. Talked about just completely finding the strike zone every single inning, every single pitch. It was fantastic, his outing, top to bottom. Hardly ever had any real hiccups until the very end, which he was pulled. Gave up a walk and a double, which was the only time he had given up back-to-back base runners, and it was the only time he had multiple base runners on board at all in that game. And it was also just the second time that a runner had been in scoring position as well. So he was phenomenal, and he had 4 innings where he faced the 3 batters. There was only one. It was only once where he had faced more than 4 batters in an inning. So just an unbelievable performance for him. So Evan Olberding is our player of the game, brought to you by Hiawatha, player of the game brought to you by McDonald's in Hiawatha and in Seneca. Speaking of Hiawatha, they are waiting for Seneca to get ready for the second game as they're warming up. Hiawatha Post 66 Braves, as they got their blue unis, they're going to re-chalk things up. So we're going to go ahead and send it back to the studio and get ready for that final game of this AA Zone 4 Legion Baseball Tournament with one more spot at the state tournament on the line. From Jared Sluppy and Kurt Tillman signing off for now, final score Seneca 4, Doniphan County 3, here on 103.9 FM, KNZA.